Chushevi Ingela Taira alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. I'd like to share a story with you. The story happened Berach 60 years ago. There was a couple that after the Melchuma, Zamid Gemach the Tzuris, they lost their family. They got married and they started building a Yiddish Shtib. The husband, whose name was Heinach, worked very hard. He worked in the factories where they sewed garments, and he was there from the wee hours of the morning till the late hours at night, trying to bring panusa for the Vav Mit Kinderlich. And he was kamat never home when the kids were awake besides Shabusim and Yom Toivim. Psamulotzer gemacht that for some reason he was home. And like every day, his wife, who was a getraya mama, put the kinderlich to sleep, and he hears her lining krishma. And she zukt hamalach hagoyel oisi mikol, ru yevureich esan urem. And he flies into the room and he says, Toba, what did you say? She says, hamalach hagoyel oisi mikol, ru yevureich esan urem. He says, you're cursing the kinder? So she says, no. He says, that's not how you say it. Mezetz deverta, malach agoy loisi, mekol ru yivurech esanurim. So she says, no, this is not how my mother taught it to me. My mother told me, hamalach agoy loisi mekol ru yivurech esanurim. No. This led to a serious argument and a major fight. And Heinach says, we're going to the Rebbe. And they went to the Altes Kelen Rebbe. The Heilige Rebbe Lezer Zissi, Zeichet Tzadik, Ekudah Shalavrucha, they were from the Heim from Romania, and Heinach comes in with Toba to the Rebbe, and Heinach says, Rebbe, the Vab shelt me the kinder, my wife is cursing the kids. And the Rebbe says, how so? And he tells the Rebbe how Toba is lining Krishma. The Rebbe looks at Toba and says, where did you get this nisach? So she says, the mama, that's how my mother used to line Krishma with me. Heiliges Klein Rebbe vertracht sich am Minute and he says, Heinach, let Toba line Krishma like this. So Heinach tells the Rebbe, Rebbe se zeche, meshelt nicht, Rebbe Yeshua, she's not cursing the kids. And the Rebbe says, Chas v'shulam. This is a powerful bruch. And the Rebbe tells him as follows. The Gemara tells us that the Rebbe Yoisi ben Rebbe Yehuda says that Friday night, Fratik tzenachts, two maluchim, walk home every Yid. And when the Meluchim come in and they find the Tish gedeckt, Lecht brennen, the Shulam v'Shalva, the Malach Toiv says, Yirutzen Shetia Kain l'Shabbos Abu. Let's hope that next week we find a house like this and the Malach Ru is forced to acknowledge the Brucha and the Malach Ru is forced to say Umayn and agree with this Brucha. So the Rebbe tells him, he says, Heinach, what your wife is saying, that the Malach Ru should always be maskim to the Brucha from the Malach Toiv. Rabbi says it's a very zisa masa, but there is a hafladika lesson. The lesson is that if we want to have Eilech Yiddish Kinder, we want to have the Brucha Zal Chalza on the Shtib, we have to daven and we have to do Shtadlis, but we have to latch on to the Minhugim and the Mesoiris of our Uvis. And I want to share with you this word from Shemlo Eruv Zaychet Tzadik Levrucha. He says, HaMalach HaGoyel Oysi Mekol Ru Yevurech Esanurim V'yekure Behem Shemi B'Shem Avoysai. Then Yankov Avini goes on and says, Avruam V'yitzchok V'yidgil Eruv Bekerev Uretz. Ask Shemlo Eruv, you're saying Shemi B'Shem Avoysai, why do I have to say again Avruam V'yitzchok? So he says Yaakov Avini was coming to bench Yidin. Yaakov Avini was benching his Einiklich and Bechu Yevurich Yisruel. This is how we bench our Kinderlich, Fratik Tzenachts, Erev Yom Kudish, when a kind goes to the Chippah. Anytime we want to bench, Simchas Toirim B'Smedish Kol Anurim, we sing Amalach HaGoyel. You know what Yaakov Avini is telling us? He says as follows, a Yid has a koyach to bench as many times the Shema Vaya is in his name. That means the same way a car could only travel with as much gears as it has, an 8-ounce cup can only hold 8 ounces, as many times as the denomination of the Shema Vaya goes into your name, That's how much koyach you have. Yaakov Avinu looks at himself and he says, Yaakov is begematria 182. I have 7 times 26. 7 times 26 is 182. But if I latch on to Yitzchak, which Yitzchak is 208, then I have 8 times the Shem Avaya. And if I latch on to Avrum, I have 9.5 times. He says, Amalech HaGoyel, Avada Shemi B'Shem Avoisai. But let me explain to you why. We have to hold on to the Uvas HaGdoshim. We have to hold on to the Mesoidah, what we were taught. We have to hold on to the Mesoidahs from the Zaydis and from the Babas. Avruam V'Yitzchok. And if we hold on, then they're proud of us. HaHoylech B'Dark Uvas Maskirin Lois Chis Uvas. Then we can latch on to our name, the names of the Zaydis and the Babas, and we have so much more koyach and benching our kinderlich. This is the underlying message for Amalech HaGoyel Oisi. The Eibush is Lehelfen, we should be Zoyche, Tzelechtege Shabusim, good Maluchim Zalnins Bagisim et Gitte Bruches, and we should be Zoyche to bestow the Bruches on our Doyres, Falange Gesinnte Juden. I get the Shabbos.